The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
85850. That's GUY to 85850.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Hello there, folks. Hello and welcome to... What day is this now? Wednesday, yeah. All kinds of things come to mind. I know. Some of you are way too young to remember it, but this used to be, when I was a kid growing up, this used to be Prince Spaghetti Day. It's fine. I date myself. Those are good times. And, of course, for Geico, it's Hump Day, among other things. Hey, there's a lawsuit being filed, been filed in Boston. We're going to talk about it with Matt Staver in a few minutes. All kinds of flap and disagreement over the American flag, but this one has to do with the Christian flag. Very interesting story out of Boston. We're going to share that with you in a few minutes. Well, as many of you know, Viktor Frankl, great, great, brilliant man, the late Viktor Frankl, developed a model of psychotherapy called logotherapy. An approach driven by what he called the will to meaning, the driving force being the idea that human beings are most motivated by a search for what it's all about, meaning for their own lives, meaning for life itself, etc., etc. In fact, he said, pardon me, he said, one should not search for an abstract meaning of life. Everyone has his own specific vocation or mission in life to carry out, a concrete assignment which demands fulfillment. Therein he cannot be replaced, nor can his life be repeated. Thus, everyone's task is unique, is as unique as his special opportunity to implement it. Now, that's pretty serious stuff to think about, and quite cogent, quite rational, quite solid, in my view, in terms of really... how God created us. He created every person with a sense of destiny. Doesn't mean everybody finds it. But I thought of that when I read this story, because the Guinness Book of World Records always reminds me, people will do anything. Well, Andy Warhol called it your 15 minutes of fame, right? But I think Frankl's right. Every human being has a desire, a drive, a deep desire. A deep drive to just have a meaning of some sort. So I'm looking at a story right now, a man with more than 100 Guinness World Records titles already. I'm saying to myself, what's this guy doing in his spare time, right? He's added another record when he threw and caught a fire sword 64 times in 1 minute, in 60 seconds. David Rush, whose previous records include cramming 146 blueberries into his mouth. Now, wouldn't that be great to be able to tell your grandchildren, you know what your granddad did? Let me tell you what he did. He holds the world record for 146 blueberries crammed into his mouth at one time. Also, David distinguished himself by popping 200 balloons in 14.77 seconds with a nail. Now, that's a record I've dreamed about reaching. I mean, I laid awake nights imagining. And this latest one happened right here in the U.S. Camp Perkins near Stanley, Idaho. Rush tossed and caught the flaming sword 64 times in 1 minute, breaking the previous previous record of 62 throws and catches. He said he also beat the record for most throws and catches in 30 seconds, managing 29 against the previous record of 28. Oh, man. Now, his record-breaking escapades, he says, are aimed at promoting STEM education. He said he dropped his sword during a practice run and lit the stage on fire, but they quickly stomped the flames out. So just a slice of life. That's all. That's the only purpose of this, is kind of lighten things up a little bit. And by the way, if you're down in Georgia, police in Georgia are warning witnesses who grabbed cash that came out of the back of an armored truck on the highway, hey, you don't return the money, we're coming looking for you. You'll face charges. Witnesses captured a video last evening, when an armored truck traveling on Interstate 285 near Atlanta lost a large amount of cash through a side door that came open in transit. Videos showed vehicles stopped on the highway as their occupants are out gathering it up, grabbing cash. And Dunwoody police urged people who grabbed the money during an isolated cash storm, as they called it, to turn it in to the police station. All right, just some of the lighter news of the day. I often like to try to at least start things out that way. By the way, Chick-fil-A defending donations to so-called anti-LGBT groups. And here's the rationale. A much higher calling being served. The head of Chick-fil-A's charity arm has responded to critics of the organization's donations to Christian nonprofits that uphold traditional beliefs on marriage and sexuality, explaining, look, the organization operates on what he called a much higher calling. Rodney Bullard, executive director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation, recently gave a sit-down interview to Business Insider, in which he talked extensively about the foundation's ongoing efforts to empowering struggling inner-city communities. And additionally, he addressed the backlash the foundation has faced recently after it was reported that the foundation donated $1.8 million to groups labeled as discriminatory and anti-LGBTQ due to their belief in, of all things, traditional marriage. Those organizations include the FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Paul Anderson Youth Home in Georgia, and the Salvation Army. And Bullard explained, they're calling for us to ensure that we are relevant and impactful in the community, and that we're helping children, and that we're helping them to be everything they can be. For us, he said, that's a much higher calling than any political or cultural war that's being waged. This is really about an authentic problem that is on the ground, that is present and ever present in the lives of many children who can't help themselves. As an offshoot of the Christian-owned fast food chain, Bullard said Chick-fil-A Foundation's calling to help people has somehow been confused with a call to exclude people, but he said that's not the case. And we say hooray for Chick-fil-A, and others of you have been saying it because I've never driven by a Chick-fil-A yet that there wasn't a line clear up around the corner and beyond of folks just trying to get their noon lunch. All right, stay with us. Matt Staber next.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust, someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's sold in and the numbers 58.com. Well, we know respect for our nation's flag, or lack thereof, has become a growing source of controversy in the culture. From Colin Kaepernick convincing Nike to pull its Air Max 1 USA sneakers off the market, to the U.S. women's soccer's player Allie Long dropping the American flag between her legs after the squad's World Cup title victory Sunday over in the Netherlands. Kudos, by the way, to fellow teammate Kelly O'Hara, who picked that flag back up. And, of course, protesters throwing a burning flag at an officer during the 4th of July celebrations right here in our nation's capital, and more. However, there's another story, this one regarding a different flag, but a tremendously important one. It's the Christian flag, and the story comes out of Boston. Liberty Council has asked a federal court judge there to take some action that we're going to learn about right now. Joining us with details, Matt Staver, founder and president of Liberty Council. Matt, what's going on in Boston, and how are you folks involved?
Well, we've been involved for a while, and we just filed what we call a motion for summary judgment. All of the depositions, the discovery, all that's been concluded. We then came up with a joint statement of undisputed facts. These are facts that everyone agrees to in the case, and every one of them that we put there was agreed to by the city. They just added one insignificant fact, which is of no consequence. So we have the case ready to go. It doesn't need any more trial. There's no more information that's necessary. And what did we learn? We learned that Over the past short period of time, over 300 flags have been approved by the city. The city designates these particular areas out in front of the city hall as public forums, places where individuals can apply, and they encourage them to do so, to come and have private expression on the public property. It's called a public forum. One of the places that they designated is a flagpole designated just for the public to raise their particular flag for the event that they are doing down below at the bottom of the flagpole. And that's also specifically a public forum. And over 300 requests were granted by the city. One person has been designated to do the final approval. But the application process and policy that they have in writing says that these are public forums. They encourage a diversity of viewpoints, and indeed they have. They've had the LGBT, the transgender flag, and many other flags of private organizations. They've had the flag of for an organization that wanted to raise the Turkish flag for the nation of Turkey, China, communist Cuba, and some other major violators of human rights. And they've not censored a single one of those until 2017. And that's when Camp Constitution wanted to celebrate the aspects of our Constitution, particularly our Judeo-Christian heritage. And so they were approved to have an event down there at the ground level, and they wanted to raise the flag, and they said it was the Christian flag. Now, it's no different than the Bunker Hill flag. It's just a color scheme difference, and they've allowed the Bunker Hill flag, which has a cross, and it's just really an inverted color scheme, but it's the same thing. The Bunker Hill flag is just called the Bunker Hill flag. This flag is called the Christian flag, but it's the same thing, just with inverted colors. And the person had never seen or even heard of a Christian flag. But when he saw the word, oh, it's a flag and it's a Christian flag, we can't have anything related to Christian. So he censored it. And that's where the litigation began. We tried to resolve it. They would not. They dug their heels in. They said it's their policy not to allow any religious speech, only non-secular, despite the fact that they've allowed a wide range of viewpoints and diverse flags and even human rights violators. They've allowed that, LGBT, transgender, you name it. They've allowed the exact same flag, just with an inverted color, except one flag's in honor of Bunker Hill, and the other flag is called the Christian flag. It's the word Christian that they didn't like, and so they censored it. So this case has been in litigation. We've been to the federal court twice. She's gotten overruled once, and now we're back down again for the final round. And the bottom line is very simple. When you have a public forum that's open for a wide variety of viewpoints, you cannot single out Christian or religious viewpoints for censorship. And that's what the city of Boston did. And of all places, Boston, the cradle of liberty, the heart of where the country was founded, John Adams is the one who drafted their constitution, a devout Christian, first vice president, second president. All of that is the cradle of liberty. The last place you would want to have Christian religious viewpoint censored is in that cradle of liberty, but that's in fact what happened in Boston. So that's where we are. We're now at the final throes of this case, and we're going to continue to fight until we have real freedom in Boston.
Well, is there not a real irony here, Matt, in that no ideology can function without some kind of, if you will, theologic base, religious, whether outspoken and clearly defined or just inferred or implied by their stand. I'm thinking, for example, communist China, Cuba, atheistic. Certainly the transgender flag and the whole moral shift, that's rooted in a moral viewpoint as well, is it not? Is it not true that you really can't legislate without some kind of moral basis?
That's right. You can't legislate without moral basis. In fact, law is morality in print. Let me just say that again. Law is morality in print. When it says, like in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not murder, our laws based on murder, to not murder someone, to protect someone's personal body from assault and from battery or to protect someone's personal property. All of those laws, including the laws of speed on interstate, those are based on some moral judgment that it is a reason, there is a moral reason for the life and health and safety to have these laws in effect. You can't have a law without being based on morality. The question is, whose morality is it going to be based on, or is it going to be just simply a law that is based on amorality, contrary to moral standards? So all law is morality in print. And in fact, our founders, and in fact, John Adams, who wrote the Massachusetts Constitution, he was our first vice president, our second president. He said that the Constitution is made only for a religious and a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And the reason he said that is because the Constitution provides a lot of external liberty, limited government, lots of personal liberty. The only way that's going to work is if the people have a moral compass, and that moral compass comes from religious teachings, Judeo-Christian ethics and morality. If the people are self-restrained by morality, and that morality springs from Judeo-Christian teachings and principles, then that's the only way the Constitution works, because it does not provide a lot of external restraints on us. And there's only two ways you can govern. One is you have a people that are self-restrained, therefore you don't need a lot of external restraints, not a big government, or if you don't have that, you need big government, and you need a lot of external police force and a loss of liberty. Those are the only two models that we have, and unfortunately, we chose the first one, to have a lot of personal liberty and a lot of freedom from external restraint. But in order for that to happen, we need to have a moral people, and for that to happen, the founders, as John Adams says, needs to be bathed in a Judeo-Christian worldview or teaching ethics and principles.
Which comes back to the role of the church historically in this culture. Unique perhaps among the nations of the world, the early roots of our culture deeply driven into Scripture and into the moral principles that come out of Scripture, which really gave men the desire and the power to control themselves. And as that has eroded and been compromised, we see a nation out of control, and as you just said, more now in need of restraint by government than ever before.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. When you start losing the moral basis and the people are no longer self-restrained, then you need more police power. You need more government. You need more authority. And consequently, you lose your liberty. And so what we were doing, our client was doing, that we represent, Camp Constitution, during Constitution Week, which is September of every year, and they wanted to do it in September of 2017. They were denied again in 2018. They wanted to acknowledge the Judeo-Christian roots of the Constitution, the founders that were ultimately part of the founding of this country that had Judeo-Christian values and principles. Now, everyone else has been able to acknowledge their different community groups. That's why they have the Turkish flag and the Chinese flag and the Cuban flag. They were raising the flag of those particular countries, even though they're bad civil rights abusers. And they have a lot of other people that they were acknowledging. They were acknowledging the LGBT community. And you go on and on and on and on, all the different things, over 300 different events, all approved, not a single one denied, until you came to the point where someone wanted to acknowledge a Christian heritage, the Judeo-Christian heritage, and they ultimately censored that because of the word Christian. In fact, they actually admitted that if the flag was called something else, if you had called it the Camp Constitution flag or the whatever flag, that wouldn't have been censored. In fact, the man didn't even know about the fact that there is such a thing called a Christian flag. But when he saw the word Christian, oh man, that's what set him off. And that's what ultimately resulted in the censorship.
Well, we're hoping and praying for a victory. Let's talk about it and follow up as it proceeds. Thank you, though, for bringing us up to speed on it. It's a very important case, I think.
Thank you. Good to be with you. We'll let you know how this case progresses.
Excellent. Matt Staver, president of Liberty Council. Two websites for you, lc.org, libertycouncil.com. A great organization since 1989, providing nonprofit litigation, education, policy arguments to advance religious freedom, as you heard, sanctity of human life and the family. Great organization, lc.org, libertycouncil.com.
If you're a conservative, you have to get a copy of The Lawyers Guild. Veteran journalist Howell Woltz, W-O-L-T-Z, wrote 7 books about corruption in the legal system. And in this, his first novel, President Donald Trump and his gang of deplorables launched the American Spring, taking down the deep state. Go to Amazon, type in W-O-L-T-Z, the author's name, or The Lawyers Guild, and get your copy today. That's W-O-L-T-Z, The Lawyers Guild, published by the International Center for Justice.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and, of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Humid tonight, and today I'm mostly clear. Low 70 to 75. Partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow. High 90. Couple of showers and heavy thunderstorms in the area tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Any storm could produce flash flooding and damaging winds. Low tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny on Friday and very warm. Spotty shower or thunderstorm, still humid, and a high of 90. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Barson.
I want to thank some folks who've been helping us in our exciting campaign with Heart for Lebanon. Our goal is 102 families, six to a family, if you will, a family of six. And you've provided for 48 of those families so far, folks. Now, that is done by a gift, for example, of $348, one-time gift. A number of you have given gifts like that. And that takes care of a family of six for an entire year in Lebanon, refugees from the Syrian war who desperately need what you're doing. Food, a good Christian education, and some other benefits to just help them survive. Survival kits, if you will, survival tools and things needed just to survive. I've seen videos of these camps, and they are heartbreaking in terms of what little there is. And yet you see a joy on these people's face when they come to faith in the Lord Jesus through the ministry of Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank Sally in Middletown, Maryland, for a $100 gift. Thank you for that, Sally. And Carol in Manassas, a $348 gift for one of these families. Now, I figure right now, if 54 of you listening right now will make a one-time gift of $348 to Heart for Lebanon, or you can do that over 12 months, $29 a month, that will get us where we need to be. Or if there are 108 of you who could do half of that, 108 of you say, hey, I can give a $174 gift to provide for 6 months of provision for one of these families. I'm just asking you to stay with us for the rest of this particular half hour. Let's do it together.
The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Okay, you might think that that's your local vacation Bible school, but I'm here to tell you that that was a chapel service at one of the Hope Centers at our Heart for Lebanon ministry. And here's the thing that was amazing to me, Don, is I had the opportunity to videotape that. We pulled the audio for this afternoon, but as I had the opportunity to videotape that, I'm looking at the camera and I'm looking at the faces of these kids and I'm thinking, these are all Muslim children. Singing, every move I make with you, Jesus. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you. I'd be misportraying the situation if I said that every one of those 100-plus kids were believers in Jesus Christ. But what I can tell you is, as you stand with us today, as you make your gift, you can be assured that Jesus is being written on their hearts every single day. And I'll tell you what, if you want to change the outlook of the future of the Middle East, I can't think of a better way to do it than that. A simple gift makes it happen. $116 is going to help us provide 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for not one child, not two, but a family of six. $348 takes care of an entire year for that family. Or if you want to break that up, it's easy to do monthly, just $29 a month. It's just 98 cents a day, and you'll be able to take care of one of these refugee families for an entire month. Now, here's how you do it. Simple as going to the website, wava.com. You'll see a Heart for Lebanon banner there. If you want to learn more about the organization, great place to do it. You click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. There's videos there. You can find out more about us, and you can give in just a couple of moments. You also can get there quickly by just typing in the keyword heart right there on the website. If you want to give online or connect with one of our friendly operators, we've got the friendliest people in the world. They'll get you in and out in about 3 or 4 minutes. Just dial this number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222.
Tom, how do you decide, and I don't know that there's one answer to it, who you're going to help next, because I have to believe that you're swamped with the need. Do people come and ask for the help? Do you go find them? How's that connection made with these refugees?
Well, every day, refugees are lining up, Muslim refugees, and you know they're Muslim by what they're wearing and how they're acting. Moms with their kids on their knees, Don, begging us to take their kids into our program, literally begging. It's heartbreaking. But we go through a pretty extensive assessment program. Everything that we do is faith-based. We're a Christian organization. We wave that flag loud and high. But we also work unconditionally. But now remember, unconditional goes both ways. So we'll serve you unconditionally, but we want to have a conversation with you unconditionally as well. Because we're honestly, it's not a bait and switch at all. It's because I'm generally interested in you and your family. I want to know what you came from, what your hurts are, what your dreams are. Why are you here? What do you hope to accomplish? And through conversations, we draw people into a conversation. about Jesus Christ. And every one of them is wide open to it. They get there faster than we plan on them getting there.
Well, I was going
to
ask you, do they ever push back or resent it?
I haven't had one push back. Not one. They usually say to us,
the fields are white and the harvest, you
say they're
even bleached.
They're bleached under harvest in Lebanon. They're saying to us, listen, you're serving us, you care for us, you're different than somebody else. Somebody else just drops off food. You're teaching us how to be self-sufficient so that the 2,000 people we serve every month turns over about every 6 or 7 months. So it's not like we're going to feed them from now to Jesus come. We'll feed them as long as it takes. But they have, listen, we know this in America. When somebody comes to faith in Christ, there's this inward want to become better, to do life better. And they want to do life better. They want to get better. All they need is a little help, a little encouragement, a little bit of opportunity to dream again. And that's what your financial investment is doing today. It's an investment because it's going to pay dividends in the days that lie before us.
We need to hear from you right now, folks. 888-249-5222. So easy to be a part of it. I mean, $29 a month for 12 months. Many of you could do that. Not everyone, but many of you could. Others of you may do a $116 one-time gift, and that provides for 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. It's an incredible figure itself. $116, one-time gift. And I've often suggested maybe you want to do it all at once if you're able to do it. You say, I just like to call with my credit card now or write the check or whatever. $348 one-time gift will take care of that same family of six for an entire year. Number to call, 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222, online at WAVA.com. Enter the keyword heart if you want to go that way. Waiting for you. We have much more to share. Stay with us.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks finished modestly higher, getting a bit of a lift from renewed optimism that the Fed will cut interest rates at the end of the month. The NASDAQ Composite notched a new closing high today. The Dow rose 76 points. The NASDAQ was up 61 points on the day. The S&P 500 added 13. Minutes from their mid-June meeting out today show that many Fed officials agreed that risks and uncertainties clouding the economic outlook had increased significantly in recent weeks, warranting lower interest rates if such risks continued. The central bankers pointed to multiple pockets of weakness in the economy, including waning business confidence, business spending, manufacturing activity, trade, and global growth. Among today's big gainers, WD-40. Shares of the household chemicals maker surged 8.5% in the wake of better-than-expected quarterly results. Oil futures surged today following a drop in U.S. crude supplies. August crude jumped 4.5% to settle at $60.43 a barrel. That's a 7-week high. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
PolyDent!
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939,000, and we ended up getting $970,000. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
This year, Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to experience the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
I heard he's merely the son of a carpenter.
He's a miracle worker.
A healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
We must stop this radical.
The Pharisees in Jerusalem call him an outlaw.
This would be a very bad time to choose his side.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
Seen by nearly 1 million people in its debut year, the original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
I have changed. That is who Jesus says I am.
One man did all this.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
To the Muslim world, give us opportunities to reach out to the Arab world. We prayed that we would send missionaries to the countries around us. Well, there's no need for that anymore because the Arab world is here. The Muslim world is here. It's amazing. The country of Lebanon is the largest per capita host of refugees. My goodness, this is incredible. We've never had a field so ripe, so ready for the harvest.
It's a credible opportunity. We've been talking about it really all hour long together here about this is our moment in time. Never before in the history of the world, really, have we had an opportunity to reach into the Muslim population like we have right now. Hearts are wide open, and you can be involved. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or online at wava.com. You know, Don, we mentioned this earlier. 2 million people in the country of Lebanon are refugees in a population of only 4 million. We serve 2,000 families a month, and people say, well, that doesn't sound like much. Well, it's true. I mean, to be honest with you, our numbers could be a lot greater, but one of the distinguishing factors about Heart for Lebanon is when we say we're going to serve somebody, we serve them month after month after month after month, and that opens up the opportunity for us to develop a relationship, which opens up the opportunity for us to share the gospel. But one of the things we noticed very quickly is, and it was one of the first impressions I think that I ever had when I went to Lebanon, is just the volume of children. And I'll tell you something just parenthetically here. One of the really sad situations that's happening, nobody's talking about, is the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children that have been born in Lebanon without a birth certificate. So you talk about people with no identity, no hope in the future. You know, like most Syrian children, Mahmoud was witnessed more than any child should at his age. Displacement, war, even the death of his family members. He actually has been forced at a very young age into child labor. This little boy's working 10 hours a day in a garage every day just to help his family survive. And when he goes back to the tent settlement, he works for zero pay there in front of the farmer just so his mom can keep the tent. She can't work because she was injured coming from Syria. It's where Heart for Lebanon met Mahmoud when our Hope on Wheels truck rolled into the tent settlement to teach kids about Jesus' love. This Hope on Wheels ministry was birthed on because we saw all these kids in these tent settlements, and we thought we're never going to be able to reach them all, but maybe there's another way to do it. So we have this truck that we roll in, and you know, we pull a stage out, and we have games, and we have fun, and we get to teach them about Jesus. Well, Mahmoud was drawn in by all the fun and the games, and he started to get really attentive during our Bible discussion time. As the relationship developed with our leaders, we were actually able to help him understand that God loves him even in the middle of some really, really terrible circumstance. Mahmoud has Jesus in his life now, and he's got a new sense of peace and hope for the future, and that's what Hope on Wheels is all about. It's what you make possible as you invest with us today. Look, we've talked about this before. You can make an ongoing monthly gift. $29 is going to take care of not only Mahmoud, but his entire family, six people, for an entire year. But I believe that there's somebody listening right now that might say, yeah, I can't make the monthly gift, but God's uniquely blessed me. And you're talking about taking care of families. I could step up and take care of 10 families with a gift of $3,500. Now, I know that's not for everybody. But we've had other people step up and say, how many families are in a village? About 30. I'll take care of the whole village, $10,000. Again, I know I'm not talking to everybody, but I believe that there are people listening right now, Don, that could make that gift. But here's the deal, and we've said it many times. Ask God what he wants you to do, and then simply do it. Just act in obedience. A gift of $116 is going to help this family for 4 months. Whatever God's telling you to do right now, will you be a part of where he is working in the country of Lebanon in an unbelievable way? Make the phone call right now.
As a matter of fact, as you're saying that, I'm thinking somebody out there listening also could maybe do that larger gift, but you could do it at $350 a month.
Sure.
For 12 months. And in fact, that's even a little bit over. That's 12 families instead of the 10. I like that as well. But I know, folks, we've done this work together for many years now. WAVA has been here since 1992. I came in 97, late 97. So we've all been working together, and you've done some incredible giving. I mean, I've said it for years. I brag all over the place about you. You are, I think, the best and most generous audience of any that Salem may minister to. Now, other hosts will probably argue with me over that. But I'm just proud of what you do and the spirit of giving that you've demonstrated time and time and time again. Whether it is $12 a month, or in this case $29 a month, or whether it's a one-time gift of $200 or $300 or $400, somebody listening right now, you know who you are. You could either make that one-time gift of $3,500. You've done that sort of thing in the past. I don't mind challenging you to do it again if God's speaking to you. Or someone else would say, look, I can do that, but I'd like to do it over the next 12 months, $350 a month.
And here's the deal, Don. Look, it's not equal gifts, right? That's not what God wants.
That's equal sacrifice,
yes. Right? Because for each of us, that's a different thing. And I'll tell you, the need is huge. We set out in this partnership together to take care of 115 families. But honestly, if everybody listening right now would do something, we'll meet the needs of that. That's four of the 10 settlements that we work with. Would you be a part of it? 888-249-5222 is the number to call. 888-249-5222. If you can't get to the phone, you're too busy to do that, maybe you're still at work, go to the website. It's very easy and quick to give. Just click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com.
It's easier to change the world than you think. Sponsor a child in extreme poverty with Compassion International, and you will change the world for that child. Just text the word CHILD to 833-93-SPONSOR right now. Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
And he's part of our Hope Center. Abdul Malik, 11 years old, he led his mother to the Christ and asked her to join our worship gathering on Sunday. When we met Abdul Malik, he was this shy boy. Now Abdul Malik is practicing soccer with his friends. Abdul Malik is part of our Sunday school. These stories are happening every day. This is the blessed part of our story. When you look at the dark part in Syria and what the media is keep focusing about it, we say, no, there's another light apart, and there's a lot of people whose life has been transformed, whose life has been changed.
Amazing. Darkness versus light.
Tom, exactly. That's Malad. He's one who heads up our ministry in the south of Lebanon, and he is one that's been come to faith in Jesus Christ, too. His background is very, very, very dark. But he saw the light and came to the light and now is witnessing to other people. And the story he told, we can repeat over and over and over again, not just in the south of Lebanon, but also in the Baca Valley. Because when you share the love of Christ, when you become God's hands and his feet and his voice, lives are changed. And what the blessing we have, and I'm sorry to think about it this way, is, but the Syrian refugees aren't going back to Syria anytime soon. Unfortunately. But fortunately, we have this time that we're not wasting. We're helping to disciple them to go deep, building an indigenous mission force to go back into Syria when the timing is right, when it's safe, when they're allowed to go back, and help the local church in Syria rebuild Syria with a moral servant leadership using the church as the center of the rebuilding process. It's not the government that will rebuild Syria. It is the church. And we're starting that rebuilding process now.
You know, Don, one of the things that it's been amazing to me is I've had the opportunity to visit with so many refugees there in Lebanon over the last couple of years. We ask them one simple question. We always ask when we're in these tents, you know, what's your hope for the future? Do you know I have yet to meet one refugee that said, I want to come to America? And they know we're Americans. That would be easy for them to say. You know what they say? I want to go home. I mean, think about it. If you had everything taken away from you, if you were forced out of your home, one minute you were living just fine, and the next minute you were in a foreign country in a tent, what would you want to do? You know, I talk to people. They say, well, I just miss my family. I miss my neighbors. I miss my job. I miss my life, right? They just want to go home. I say, let's send them home different than the way they came. Let's send them home with Jesus.
Folks, it couldn't be more simple or powerful than that. The gospel in action, as it's supposed to be. And it can only happen as ministries such as Heart for Lebanon are raised up by the providence and the grace of God. But they can only do what they're doing by us coming together to you and saying, we need your partnership. We need your gift. Whether it's $116 for 4 months to provide Christian education, food, essentials for survival for one of those refugee families of six people, or if you want to give $29 a month for 12 months, very easy thing for many of you to commit to, 98 cents, really that's less than a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. Or you want to say, I'll do a one-time $348 gift to take care of a family for a year, or any combination thereof. And we're still waiting for that one or two people that God has spoken to say, hey, I'll do 10 families. Here's my $3,500 one-time gift. Now, you're out there. You've done it many times in the past. I'm praying God will touch your heart right now. Somebody else says, I'll do that, but I'll do it over the next 12 months, $350 a month. 888-249-5222, online WAVA.com. Click on the banner or just enter the keyword heart. Thank you so much for what you're going to do right now.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.